The Neighbors Visiting Dick. Ever since Michelle could remember, her stepmother gets a visit every Saturday afternoon from the next-door neighbor. The only thing is, Mr. Vitale never comes when Michelle's father's at home. He only comes when Tracy's home alone watching young Michelle, her second husband's only child. Naturally, Michelle was way too young to know what's going on. Little girls like her didn't know about sex, especially when she's sent to her room to play with her toys while her father's new wife and visiting neighbor each played with each other's personal toy. As Michelle got older, her father spent more and more time at the local bar. Tracy and the neighbor came up with a new method to hide what they were doing. They'd send the young girl to the store to buy groceries, something that always took at least an hour. The odd thing was, when Michelle returned, Tracy was wearing something different and her hair was combed in a slightly different way. Something very strange was going on, and Michelle just knew it. By the time she turned 18, her father was a bona fide drunk and she had a social life of her own. Despite her suspicions about the neighbor and her father's wife, Michelle could never catch them in the act. They were always a bit too smart for her. Then one day, the lured couple slipped up. Or maybe, we should say, Michelle came back earlier than they were expecting. It was just past 3 p.m. on a Saturday when it happened. Her father had already been gone since noon, and Mr. Vitale had been there since 1. Michelle left right after, saying she was going to a friend's house to study, but the fact is, Michelle was lying too. The suspicious young girl was going to see a friend, all right, but she and that same friend weren't exactly doing their schoolwork. Their time together was meant to be a bit more lascivious, much the same as Tracy and Mr. Vitale at Michelle's house. Yeah, that's right. The two young kids were going to fuck just like the older folks. Or at least, they thought they were. Unfortunately for their plans of lust, Jimmy's mother came home earlier than expected, and the unsuspecting mom nearly caught them in the act. But luckily for the two teens, Michelle was able to scoot out of there long before Jimmy's mom found the two kids playing hanky-panky together. The only thing was, because of their intense making out and Jimmy's fingering her real hot pussy, Michelle was all charged up when she arrived home much earlier than expected. To put it another way, the young teen was still quite horny and still looking to fuck for anyone. Happily for her, this wouldn't be a problem because inside her house was all the cock she'd ever need. As young Michelle entered the house, the first thing she heard was Tracy's loud moaning voice. The second wife was obviously getting laid, and Michelle could tell by the sound of the woman's moaning voice. As for the man's groaning voice, Michelle knew right away it wasn't her dad who was laying Tracy. It was good old Mr. Vitale and his visiting dick.
Fuck for me, Trace, baby. Spread those beautiful legs wide and fuck for me.
Yes, Vic, yes. Michelle heard Tracy's voice coming from the living room and couldn't believe her ears. They were doing it right out in the open, not caring if they were caught by anyone. Fuck me. Tracy yelled as Michelle listened from just outside the door, wondering whether to walk in on them or just go to her room and play with herself. More than likely, Michelle should have gone to her room. If she had, she wouldn't have done what she did, and that was to peek into the room. What this did was catch Mr. Vitale's eye as he fucked the moaning Tracy from behind. This is when the young girl knew she had sealed her own fate. She wasn't going to her room. In fact, the young hottie wasn't going anywhere. Michelle knew this because of the smile on Mr. Vitale's face. The seductive smile from the old man told her in no uncertain terms that the man fucking her mother wanted to fuck her too. Michelle shouldn't have wanted that, but because of her time with Jimmy, she wanted it very much. It didn't matter that he was an old man and that he was already balling her father's wife. If he wanted to ball her too, Michelle wouldn't say no. So as soon as they both finished coming, Mr. Vitale slipped his cock out of her mom's pussy and turned her way. What Michelle saw shocked her very being. His cock was wet from coming and wet with cum, but still had to be at least 8 or 9 inches long. As he held it in his hand, he smiled at Michelle again.
"This is for you, little girl,"
he told the petite one while jerking on his dick